Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 coming to you from our beautiful Studio B in preparation for the Microsoft Data Science Summit. We're talking to a bunch of data scientists and other folks that are going to be giving talks there, and I have a special guest today here. Tell us who you are, what you do, bud.
Thanks, Seth. I'm Devraj Guhathakurta. I work as a data scientist in the data group, Algorithms and Data Sciences.
Fantastic. And you're going to be at the Microsoft Data Science Summit.
That's right. I'm going to talk about the Microsoft R Server, and how you can use the Microsoft R Server with Spark to build a scalable data analysis pipeline.
So we don't want to give away everything completely,
sure.
We want people to go to the summit and maybe watch the videos later.
Yeah.
But maybe can you give us an overview of Microsoft R Server, and then we'll talk about Spark and HD Insight after.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
R is an open source thing. Why is there a Microsoft R Server? Because is it the same thing? Is it different? What do you say?
So R is, as you know, an open source framework for machine learning, statisticians. It's very popular amongst those data scientist community, and it's the usage of it is really rapidly rising. However, there are some critical drawbacks of open source R in terms of it being single threaded, not being processing pipelines. In-memory processing is another limitation, so any operation that you have to do usually has to be on physical memory. So sometimes if your data sets are really large and you want to scale the pipeline and deploy it in multi-cores or clusters, it's something that you can't really do with open source R. So as far as scalable data science is concerned, Microsoft, the open source R has some limitations, and Microsoft R Server sort of addresses those limitations in terms of making R more scalable. So it's parallel, you can use parallel distributed computing. You can operate with data in memory or on disk. And another important aspect is it's got good SLA. It's like a commercial product. It's good, got good support system and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So for enterprises, it's a very reliable system to adopt, both in terms of the scalability aspect of it and then the commercial support.
That's awesome. So as a data scientist, I'm thinking, okay, that sounds great, but I've written all these R scripts that I already have that I use on my machine,
mm-hmm.
and I've run into those memory limitations or I've run into those space limitations. How do those scripts just work if you move them over to R Server? Will they parallelize automatically,
mm-hmm.
or is there some work that needs to be done?
So there will be some work that needs to be done with respect to your existing code. But Microsoft R Server has functions with which you can wrap the code that you had previously written with open source R functions, and you can essentially utilize your old code, but with some bit of an add-on wrappers that you can develop with the Microsoft R functions. In addition to that, the Microsoft R Server comes with its own suite of distributed computing functions.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do data processing, data visualization, ETL, as well as machine learning with Microsoft R functions, which are automatically distributed, and you could run it on your multi-core desktop, or you could have a parallel processing computing such as Spark or Hadoop MapReduce, and you can run it there also.
So generally, I mean, just to get into the nitty-gritty, because obviously we don't want to give away too much that you're
sure.
doing the talk,
yeah.
but generally I found that when I'm doing data processing or visualization mm-hmm. or just sort of analysis, if data is on different machines, because HD Insight, we'll talk a little bit about that, but let's just say I have a data set here and a data set over there and I'm doing processing,
mm-hmm.
I found that the problem for me is sort of relating, because let's just say I'm doing a moving average, there's going to be this gap where I run into, I'm at the end of this machine's data and I'm at the beginning of it, and there's a window that includes
uh-huh.
those. How do you sort of account for that?
That's a really good question. I think one of the key tenets of the Microsoft R Server is what is called write once and deploy anywhere.
Right.
So what that means is you can develop some code in your desktop with a small piece of the data or sampling of the data, and when you're ready to scale it out, you can keep almost all of the code this exactly the same. The key piece of change that you'd have to make is set the compute context differently. For example, if you are in a MapReduce compute context or Spark compute context, you change that from local to the Spark or MapReduce context. If you're in a SQL Server, you change the compute context to SQL Server. And essentially, the rest of the code in terms of data preparation and modeling, prediction, etc., they are going to run exactly the same. So you don't need to make changes essentially anywhere rather than at the very top, perhaps, to set the compute context to different environments.
I see. So,
it's very convenient if you have some existing code to deploy it in any other kind of compute context and scale it up.
I see. So effectively what you're doing is you're just saying run this code but in this context or in that context.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Okay, that's fantastic. So let's, now that we've talked about sort of Microsoft R and we've sort of summarized that it's made for more scalable things, it made for, if you're running into memory limitations, you do this, you have an SLA and all this other stuff. Describe what Spark is and what it has to do with HD Insight.
Yes, the Spark, Apache Spark is an open source distributed in-memory processing framework. So HD Insight Spark clusters provide you provides you with a managed cluster which you can use in the Spark compute context.
Uh-huh.
Right. So it's a product that you can utilize, and recently it's in preview. The Microsoft R server can also be deployed with HD Insight Spark clusters. So essentially that gives you a managed Spark system where you can run your R code, scale the R code using Microsoft R functions, for example.
That's pretty amazing. So maybe my ignorance will show and you'll be able to correct me. So I've always understood HD Insight is just Hadoop, but running it in Azure. Is that more or less correct, or is there?
Yeah, so that is true. So HD Insight Spark cluster, for example, it's a managed Azure service. Since I believe last June or something, the Microsoft R server has also become, I should correct myself, I think it's since last March or something.
Okay.
The Microsoft R server also became a part of that environment. So as a result, you can work with R codes in the Spark context. You can use the Microsoft R server functions. Essentially, if you're an R developer or R data scientist, that alleviates your need to sort of manage your own compute environment that works in a scalable fashion, and you have access to this HD Insight Spark compute context that you can utilize for scaling up your code, your data analytics needs.
So maybe I'll ask it a different way, because let's just say I have HD Insight,
right?
And that's, I've always understood Hadoop to be like a distributed file system. Is Spark something that lives on top of
that? Yeah. That's a good question. Maybe I didn't get it the first time you asked it. So yeah, so I think the data layer could be Azure Blob Storage or Azure Data Lake, on top of which the Spark will sit to interact with the data, and then the Microsoft R server will interact with the Spark infrastructure, and you can distribute the jobs in the worker nodes of the HD Insight infrastructure in essence.
I
so
see.
So there are a few different layers. One is the data layer, one is the compute layer, one is the processing layer. And all of these work together in the context of the HD Insight cluster system and architecture. In terms of your compute environment, essentially, which is a big part of how you decide to sort of do your data science, data processing. So that part is kind of taken care of, is managed. Now, the development part, you can continue to do your development in sort of the R Studio development, which environment, which a lot of R developers use.
Sure.
So you can have an R Studio server sitting on the HD Insight Spark, and you can browse into it using your own browser system. So once you browse into it, the R Studio server, your environment will feel pretty much like ones that you use with your own desktop. So
in terms
of your development experience, it's going to feel very similar to what you have been used to if you're an R developer or data scientist. But with a really big differentiator is that you can scale, you can deploy this code in a scalable Spark system.
Okay, so HD Insight is a way to sort of it's an infrastructure to manage all of the data. Spark lives sort of on top of HD Insight, and now we've added R server in there so that it treats it as a first-class citizen inside of a studio.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Everything is packaged together properly in a way that it really removes a lot of the friction that one would, as a data scientist, would have to face in terms of creating the right environment, having the right functions to scale. How would you write functions for distributed computing? So I think the infrastructure and the analytical tools as well as the development environment is all put together nicely in a package that for a data scientist, it becomes really easy to do data science at scale, operationalize, and so forth.
So effectively, you could be writing, you may have a CSV file with 200,000 records, for example. Mm-hmm. You do it in RStudio, you play with the file, and you're like, hey, I feel like this is working. The only thing to do now is switch context to where you have 200,000 files of the same size, and it'll work the same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so your file system, some of the things will be a little different. So your file system will have to be in HDFS,
of course.
Stored different, handled differently, and so something. But those differences are relatively minor. Compared to the challenges that you've already overcome being a part of the managed infrastructure and everything.
So that's pretty amazing. So in your talk, I was excited to have you do a demo, but I don't want you to give away too much because obviously when you're running this, you're going to see some things. Uh-huh. But the idea is that you should not see a market difference between what you're used to in RStudio and what you're used to using Microsoft RServer on top of Spark with HD Insight.
Yeah, I feel that way. I've been developing on R for many years, and I feel the compute environment, the development layer, has been put together pretty nicely. So as a traditional R developer using open source R, I don't feel too much of a friction right now to just simply transition to that compute environment, being able to use the Microsoft R functions, you know, familiar development environment, and so forth.
Fantastic. So why don't you talk a little bit about the Microsoft Data Science Summit. It's happening at the end of the month in September.
Yeah.
Tell us about what that conference is all about.
So that the conference is going to be, I think for 2 days, a fair number of talks, some tutorials, and a bunch of other talks related to data science in particular, where we would show a variety of capabilities in terms of the services available from Microsoft, and some of those are going to be how you build a data analytical pipelines using the Microsoft stack, or maybe a combination of open source tool and Microsoft services and so forth. So I think if you're a data science practitioner and would like to see how you can put an effective pipeline together from start to finish, you know, from data wrangling the early parts of it all the way to deployment of your models in production, I think using open source or Microsoft tools, I think this could be a very useful conference for you, so you get well versed with the tools and you're kind of ready to adopt some of these and make your life more easy.
Yeah, and I found that with the amount of services that we provide in the data space, you have there is a problem of choice, and so it's nice to be able to go to a place and say, here is a problem, and here's how we would solve it with this pipeline. Someone might solve it a different way, but you could go to this conference and sort of find out all of the available tools and options.
Yeah, so I think depending on the nature of your problem, so every problem is different in some way, but still there are some common pieces that you have to put together. Maybe the services that you put together will differ depending on the nature of your problem, the data set type and something. But there's enough in terms of services from Microsoft combining it with open source tool that you will have a choice of and be able to see how you can put the different puzzles together to create an entire end-to-end pipeline.
And in this case, your piece of the puzzle you're going to be talking about is HD Insight, Spark, and Microsoft RStudio. RServer and RStudio together.
That's right, sir. We'll also show some aspect of how you can operationalize these models using the Azure ML web service. So you can ultimately have a model in production with an API that you can call from different web services. But the key piece of it here, right, is going to reside with the Microsoft RServer, the development environment with RStudio sitting on top of the HD Insight cluster and the data layer.
Awesome. Well, this has been so helpful. Hopefully, we haven't given too much away. Make sure to look out for the Microsoft Data Science Summit at the end of the month in September. And hopefully, we'll capture some of the talks and put them up on Channel 9. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Okay. Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez, Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.